The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Envision hit the market several years ago. Initially designed as an app to help people with visual impairments read signs, product labels, and message boards, it has exploded into so much more. Today, we start the first of a two-part interview with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager, to talk about Envision AI. Hello, gentlemen, and thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having us here, Chris.
My pleasure. And first of all, I'm going to thank you, both of you, profusely for your time. It is greatly appreciated. I actually used the Envision app when it first came out. I was just happened to be going on a trip and thought, I'm going to give this thing a try. And it actually worked very well for me around the airport. So it was great. I enjoyed it and knew that there were going to be some big things coming down the road. Before we get into talking about Envision, do like to find out a little bit about the people behind it, and I'll let you guys kind of decide who wants to go first, but could you tell us a little bit about you guys?
Sure. So my name is Karthik, and I'm one of the founders of Envision. I know within the company, I play the role of a CTO, which is usually the guy who builds the product. But I also spend a lot of my time working with the community, and then wherever required, you know, just help with the day-to-day management of the company itself. And, you know, me and my co-founder, who's also called Karthik, the two of us started the company together in 2017, in late 2017. And then, you know, the first thing that we launched was the Envision app, you know, and the first platform was, of course, iOS. We continue to iterate on the Envision app itself. And in 2020, we launched the Envision glasses, which is taking all of the good stuff that's there within the Envision, you know, platform as an app, then putting it onto, you know, smart glasses. So someone who is blind or visually impaired don't necessarily have to, hold a phone in one hand and a cane or a guide dog in the other hand. They could wear the glasses onto their face and then just go ahead and use it to read text, to recognize faces, and so on. So that's a little bit about me, a little bit about my background at Envision. So over to you, Bob.
Hi, everybody. My name is Bob Sirian. I'm the sales manager for North America, which means I run sales operations in the United States and Canada. I joined Envision almost 2 years ago. I've been in this industry, the blind and low vision industry, for about 9 years now. Prior to that, for many years, I did business development and sales management. I got tired a little bit of the grind and decided to sort of take my services and experiences and turn them into something that I could really be proud of on a daily basis. And when I joined Envision, I've really enjoyed what we do and who we support in our community. And we keep on coming up with great features on our device, and I really enjoy working with the Karthiks and other people on our team at Envision.
It just amazes me how a lot of the people that I talk with, they get into this field looking for something to do that makes a difference, and that is kind of the common thread to a lot of the assistive technology out there, and that people get into it, you know, to help a friend because a friend needed it, and there wasn't a solution, or just to get in to make a difference to a whole bunch of people. So that is just incredible. I can't wait to get into the Envision app, the glasses, and of course the newest feature, which is Ask Envision. But can you give us a little bit of the history behind Envision? How did it come to be?
Sure. You know, like you said, I think a lot of us who get into this space get in because we believe the work that we want to do should make an impact, right? Or the work we do should make an impact. And that's also one of the reasons why we got into this field. Me and my co-founder, though we don't have people in our, you know, amongst our friends and family who are visually impaired, we don't have any of them, but though that was that is the case. But in 2016, what happened was we went to a school for the blind in India. This was in our hometown. And, you know, we went there to give a talk to kids graduating high school about what exactly it is to be a designer, what exactly it is to be an engineer or researcher. And, you know, the talk was supposed to be for about 30 minutes. And, you know, the main idea that I wanted to convey during the talk was to tell kids that being a designer or an engineer is not really a big thing. It's about basically waking up each day and solving problems for a living. And, you know, when you're a designer or a researcher, you're basically having a big to-do list of problems to solve, some of them big, some of them small. And if you solve enough number of problems in a row, you might, you know, go on to solve something really big, right? So that was the idea. And, you know, I just asked it, fairly innocent question after the talk as to what exactly would they like to go ahead and be or what problems would they like to solve when they grow up, right? And usually, you know, when I've spoken to other high school kids in the past, and, you know, usually when I talk to them, it's about solving big problems. It's about, you know, being able to cure cancer or being able to go to the moon. These are the kind of problems that you usually hear from, you know, young, very idealistic kids. Mm-hmm. But the kind of, you know, solutions or the kind of response that I got from the kids, you know, who were that, you know, in that school for visually impaired was dramatically different. They wanted to be able to read a book independently. They wanted to be able to go out independently. They wanted to be able to live by themselves independently. So things that a lot of sighted people take for granted were, you know, obstacles that these kids would spend a huge chunk of their lives trying to surmount, right? Trying to overcome. And that kind of, you know, led me and my co-founder to start talking about how we could take the latest advances in artificial intelligence, which was starting to become better than humans at tasks like being able to recognize faces or being able to recognize text, combine that with thoughtful, accessible design, and come up with a prototype that would, you know, aim to solve some of these problems, right? And it wasn't meant to be a company in the beginning. It was very simply just an idea, a prototype that we wanted to build and showcase to the world and say, hey, you know, these two technologies, especially artificial intelligence, is something that can be truly transformative in the accessibility space. You know, we just wanted to showcase that as a project. But over the course of building Envision as a project, as a prototype, a lot of people who are using the prototype started to really encourage us and tell us that, hey, if you really want this to make a difference, if you really want this to have the kind of impact that you wish this thing has, it needs to be in the form of a company where you can put continuous effort into improving it and bringing it into the hands of more and more people. And so in 2017, I moved from India to the Netherlands to start Envision as a company along with my co-founder. And we initially, you know, our idea, you know, was to kind of put the Envision tech onto some kind of a wearable, you know. The early prototypes of Envision were very similar to the kind of your headset that you're wearing right now. You know, it was mm-hmm. like one of those Bluetooth headsets which you stick onto one side of the ear, and, you know, it would have a little camera on it, and then, you know, it was basically two naive people coming up with an idea for what, you know, electronics, what the hardware would look like, right? And mm-hmm. then once we started Envision as a company, we realized the reality is far, far different. You know, it's not as easy to build something, and hardware is super expensive, and it just won't really work out in terms of economics, and the technology wasn't there yet. So, you know, we needed to survive as a company, and so we thought, okay, let's just try and put this in as a smartphone app to begin with, because all visually impaired people, you know, most visually impaired people use smartphones, and we picked iOS as a platform because it's fairly popular amongst the community. So we started building the first version of the Envision iOS app, and we launched it in 2018. And we initially had that as a subscription service, so people could pay $5 per month to be able to use the app after a free 14-day trial. And as we continued to iterate and build out the iOS app, we got a lot of interest from the Android community. So we started building Envision for Android as well. And we are actually one of the very few apps. And in fact, I think we're the first app to be truly cross-platform, where you could use Envision on iOS, you could use Envision on Android as well. And in 2019, Our efforts into continuing to build the Android app paid off really well when we won the Google Play Award for the best accessibility experience. And so I went over to, the Google headquarters in California. My main motive there was to just, be present at the awards because we have never been nominated for such a big award. And we were nominated with, biggies like Be My Eyes or other big accessibility names who have been there for years before us. And so I thought the chances of us winning were fairly slim, to be honest. So I thought, okay, best case scenario, we won the award. Worst case scenario, I get to try In-N-Out burgers. So that was the goal. But we won the award, and it's when I started to really, shop the award around all over Google and trying to use it as an entry to try and talk to the folks at Google and say, hey, we've won this award, which you guys gave, we believe that, the end of this particular app is not really on smartphones. It's on smart glasses. We'd love to put this onto some kind of a wearable. So a visually impaired person just doesn't have to, have the experience of holding a phone in one hand and a cane or a guide dog in the other hand and keep pointing their phone around. So it's a very cumbersome experience. And after a lot of, after just trying to get to talk to different people at Google, they finally agreed to go ahead and, give us a few pairs of the new version of the Google Glass that they've been working on. So this hardware comes with much better camera, has much better processors, and has a much better battery life. And so I remember taking about two or three glasses back with me to the Netherlands. And so I spent all of Christmas of 2019 porting, building a very early version of the Envision app on these glasses. And, around early 2020, we called in a few of our, testers in the Netherlands, and we decided to give them a pair, and just get to see if they're interested in using this stuff, get to see if the glasses make sense. And I still remember at the end of the testing session, there was one gentleman who tried to steal a pair of steal a prototype with him back home. So that was a good sign, someone tries to steal your prototype, then you're onto something. So that's when we launched the Envision glasses in March of 2020, and we continue to build on the glasses. And in October of 2020, we shipped the first 100 pair of units to people across the world who pre-ordered the glasses. And ever since then, we've been, iterating on the glasses. We've been building it. I think every single year, it becomes a product that's completely unrecognizable from the previous year. And that's something that we take a lot of pride in because it shows how much we've evolved. If you ask the folks who pre-ordered the glasses, in 2020 and, as to how they would compare that version to this version, it's like comparing a Ford to a Ferrari. That's actually the word, the literal words that that one of our pre-order customers used. So yeah, that's the long and short of how Envision evolved.
That is an amazing history. I love it. And if you ever come, to the southern U.S., we'll take you to Five Guys.
Yeah, it's here in the Netherlands as well. The bacon shake, oh my God, I didn't know such a thing. It's something that only the Americans can invent. That's what I believe.
Yeah, because we're all about inventing stuff that makes us fat and happy. You are listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. My name is Chris Skidmore, and we are talking with Karthik Kannan and Bob Sirian of Envision. And let's start out with the easy stuff, because you hit on the app, and you talked about how the app was how you got started, and that's actually my first experience with Envision. So let's talk about the app. What is the app, and what are some of its key features?
I would define it as a Swiss knife collection of AI tools that can help you go ahead and, say, read text, recognize mm-hmm. faces, recognize objects, detect colors. So there are about 12 or 13 different functions that the app can do at this point. But having said that, what people truly love about Envision, the app, is its ability to read and pretty much any piece of text that you can throw at it, right? Mm-hmm. So you can use it to read short pieces of text like, like food packaging or, street signs or shop signs and so on. But you can also use it to read really dense, complex documents. So you could use it to scan your letters. You could use it to scan magazines, newspaper articles. The app can read over 90 different languages. So, and apart from being able to scan documents, you can also import over 4 different types of formats into the Envision app. So you could import PDFs, EPUBs, Word documents. So we've made it a very, very powerful, comprehensive reading tool. And when it comes to reading, you could use it, you know, you can translate the text that you just read. You can save it within the Envision app, come back to it and read it later on. You can even share it as a PDF, as an accessible PDF to anybody else or anywhere else, you know, save it within the phone as well, because this is a feature that a lot of students tend to use, because sadly, you know, a lot of textbooks are still, you know, not accessible enough. You know, they come in PDF formats that are not very easily readable by screen readers. So a lot of times students just import it into the Envision app and then they save it as an accessible file and then they share it amongst their other visually impaired classmates, you know, who need help with it, right? So that's what the app can do. It's very, very good at reading text and it offers a whole bunch of other features apart from that as well. And you can, of course, share images from outside the app, within the app, and so on. We're also going to be coming out. We're there, like I said, on iOS and Android. We're there on tablets as well. And later this year, we're going to be coming out with a web version of the Envision app as well. So we're trying to be on as many platforms as possible. And apart from that, you know, when you use a device like a HumanWare tablet or a BlindShell smartphone, Envision is also available on those platforms as well as there. And one key thing to note is that in July of 2022, we made the Envision app entirely free, which means that you don't have to pay anymore to be able to use its features. And we're constantly improving the app and putting more stuff out there for people to use. And the main idea is to just try and make this tech, you know, be available in as many hands as possible on as many platforms as possible.
Very nice. Very nice. And as one of the few Android users, thank you.
But Android is actually a huge, huge platform. Actually, in terms of raw numbers, Envision Android users are the highest in terms of, we have the most number of users from Android using the Envision app today, mostly because it's an extremely popular platform in places like India or other parts of Asia, or even now with Pixel being really good as a device. Some of the most advanced AI that we're running today on the Envision platform, we kind of optimize it pretty heavily for the Pixel set of series of devices or Samsung devices. I think Android is making some great strides in accessibility. So I'm quite excited to actually build on Android.
You touched on the languages and you kind of answered my next question, which was going to be that I had noticed the app recognizes 60 different languages? Is that correct?
Oh, at this point, 100 different languages.
Oh, excuse me, 100. I'm sorry. But that's incredible. And you said it also translates?
Yeah, you can also use it to go ahead and translate text from within the Envision app in over 40 different languages. And that works completely offline, so you don't need to use an internet connection for it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. How easy is the app to learn and use, and is it compatible with screen readers?
Yeah, the app is entirely compatible with screen readers, and I think it's a fairly easy app to use. It is a versatile app, and we try our best to make it as accessible as possible for across different age groups. I think it's a fairly easy app. There is a bit of a learning curve, I think, especially when it comes to if someone's never used an app to point and take pictures before, it is something that needs a little bit of getting used to. But in terms of just being able to get around the app and use it, we've made it as simple as possible. The app is entirely compatible with VoiceOver, TalkBack. It also works with dynamic type as well, and any and all other accessibility features that are there on both iOS and Android.
Okay, cool. Let's take this to the next level now. Like you said in the history, you came out a couple of years ago with the Envision glasses. What are the Envision glasses?
So the Envision glasses are basically a lot of the Envision apps tech, but on these Google Glasses or the Google Glass hardware, right? So that's the Envision glasses. Apart from having all of the features that I just outlined on the Envision app, such as being able to read all types of text, being able to read handwritten text in over 100 different languages from pretty much any printed surface, or being able to get descriptions of scenes, there are some things the glasses does that the app doesn't. One, you can make video calls directly from the glasses to a friend or a family member who needs help. For example, if you're outside and, if you need some help from a friend or a family member, you can make what I call as an ally call directly from the glasses to them. And the friend or a family member basically sees the audio, sees the video feed from the glasses and hears the audio from the glasses and you as the glasses user gets to hear the audio from, you know, your friend or family member. So what we call as an ally, right? So that's one key feature that the glasses have, the app doesn't. What we've also done is we've kind of made the app, or the glasses as a platform, which basically means that, you know, we've invited other developers of assistive tech apps, you know, apps that are very much loved in the community, the Cash Reader app, for example, or Aira, and pretty soon we're going to be also having other popular apps like Be My Eyes also onto the glasses. So what we've done is we've made it into a platform, and we've gone ahead and also, you know, brought these other apps onto the Envision glasses. So when people buy a pair of Envision glasses, they not just get Envision's own tech, but they also get these other apps that they have come to love and use on smartphones. So that's another key feature of the glasses that are not there in the app. And lastly, of course, you know, we constantly put out cutting edge AI on the glasses. For example, the Ask Envision feature that we'll talk about sometime down the line is one such cutting edge stuff that we've been working on.
So let me ask a question about the glasses, because I know a little bit about the Google glasses. So when a person orders the Envision glasses, they get the glasses and then they go through a process of pairing it with their particular cell phone. Is that how that works? Or do they come with do they come with a cell phone? Do they come with the computing power for the app? How is that accomplished? How does that work?
The glasses are a standalone device. That's how I put it.
Right? Okay.
It's like wearing a computer on your face. You don't need to pull out your phone, or you don't need to connect glasses to a phone. You know, there are some types of glasses out there where, you know, there's annoying cord that comes from behind you and you plug it into a phone and, you know, the phone does all the processing. And so that's not how it works, right? The glasses are a completely standalone unit, and it works standalone. There are some features on the glasses which are offline, for example, being able to read short pieces of text. Those are all offline. And then there's some, you know, functions that work online, for example, scanning a document, and so on, right? And so when you first buy a pair of Envision glasses, the first step you do is you pair the glasses with your phone and with the Envision app on the phone, right? So the Envision app now behaves like a companion app to your glasses.
Okay.
Right? And so you can go ahead and customize the UI of the glasses, adjust the preferences of the glasses, or if you want to add allies to make video calls, or if you want to, you know, go ahead and teach a face, for example, to the glasses, you can do all of that with the Envision app. And when people buy a pair of Envision glasses from us, the first step is we go ahead and ask them to sign up for a one-on-one onboarding session. So, you know, if you're a glasses user, when you take the glasses out of the case, you just need to charge them. And then we get on a call very similar to this kind of a call that we're having right now. And a representative from Envision will walk you through how to use the glasses, set up all of the features, and help you basically get the most out of it, right? So it's pairing the glasses, doing the onboarding, and then you're pretty much good to go with how to use the glasses.
Like I said, I know very, very little about the actual Google glasses. So I was curious to see if, they paired with a phone or if they worked via Wi-Fi with, you know, hotspots and stuff like that. So the fact that it pairs with your phone is kind of where I was going with that and wanted to find out. So, and it's a Bluetooth connection between the phone and the glasses, correct?
Correct. It is a Bluetooth connection between the phone and the glasses, but the glasses also have a standalone Wi-Fi capability built into them. So you can actually connect the glasses to an indoor Wi-Fi network if you're at home or if you're in the office, or you can also connect the glasses to a hotspot. You know, so if you have a hotspot plan in the US or, you know, rest of the world, and a hotspot comes by default, so you can just go ahead and connect the glasses to your hotspot service and then just use a hotspot.
Okay. Well.
So there are both these options that are available to you.
Okay, that's awesome. Because one of the problems that I have with living in the mountains is that we have very spotty cell service. So, for example, at home, we use Wi-Fi calling for our cell phones. And then when we go out and do something, we have to be very careful about where we're going, because we do have areas around here that do not get any cell coverage whatsoever. So, you know, that was kind of why I was asking about Wi-Fi and you know, does it pair to the phone and all that. So thank you very much for that.
One of the key things we're trying to do with the glasses always is we're trying to make as much functionality work offline. You know, our aim is to make sure that the glasses are, you know, become more and more of a standalone device. And if there's really complex AI, only then do we actually go and, you know, require an internet connection to be the case. So, for example, we just released an update where you can also now scan documents entirely offline as well. So you don't need an internet connection to go ahead and scan documents. And scanning documents is actually the most popular feature on the glasses right now. So we're constantly bringing more stuff offline, and hopefully we'll be able to get some of the more complex AI offline in the coming months as well.
Okay, awesome. That was actually one of the things I used when I was playing with the Envision app several years ago. I would use it to read magazine articles that weren't available digitally. Being able to do that offline is great. Can the glasses be paired, because they're already paired via Bluetooth with the cell phone, can they also be paired with an external, for lack of a better word, headphone or speaker?
The glasses come with an onboard speaker through which you can get the audio, so that's the default option. You can also pair the glasses with the AirPods or Bluetooth speakers, so that's also a fairly popular option. What people do is they pair the glasses with their Aftershocks headphones, right? So if they're out and about, they can still hear clear audio, but they don't have to really, you know, block out their ears. People also go ahead and pair it with their AirPods as well if they have them. And so you can just pair it with a variety of Bluetooth devices. You can also pair the glasses with Bluetooth hearing aids.
Let's take the first of some quick test drives of the Envision app and give a listen to some of its key features. While I do not have a pair of the Envision glasses, I can demonstrate some of the features of the app available to Apple and Android smartphones and tablets. This particular demonstration is running on a Google Pixel 7. First up is the Instant Read feature.
Simply point the camera at the text you would like to read and let Envision do the rest.
Next is the Scan Text feature. Envision will guide you through the process of scanning a document, take a picture, and then read the text back to you.
No edges visible. All edges visible. Hold steady. Processing. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Finally, you can use the Library feature to read a text document or PDF file on your mobile device. This feature may also come in handy when reading text embedded in an image.
Processing. Description: The Gray Eagle Inn. Worthwhile sounds. Present: Arnold Hill. Patio Show. Friday, August 18th, 2023.
That wraps up part one of our discussion about Envision AI. I'd like to thank Karthik Kannan and Bob Sirian for taking the time to talk with us about this amazing app. Be sure to tune in next time for more demonstrations along with the rest of our conversation as we learn about new and exciting features currently in development. In the meantime, if you would like to learn more about Envision AI, visit their website at letsenvision.com. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Coming up on this episode of Tech Tips, we're continuing our conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Previously on Tech Tips. We're talking with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. What is the Envision app?
I would define it as a Swiss knife collection of AI tools that can help you go ahead and, you know, say, read text, recognize faces, recognize objects, detect colors. So there are about 12 or 13 different functions that the app can do. But having said that, what people truly love about Envision is its ability to read pretty much any piece of text that you can throw at it. The app can read over 90 different languages. And apart from being able to scan documents, you can also import over 4 different types of formats into the Envision app. So you could import PDFs, EPUBs, Word documents. So we've made it a very, very powerful, comprehensive reading tool. We're there, like I said, on iOS and Android. We're there on tablets as well. And later this year, we're going to be coming out with a web version of the Envision app as well. So we're trying to be on as many platforms as possible. And apart from that, you know, when you use a device like a HumanWare tablet or a blind shell smartphone, Envision is also available on those platforms. And one key thing to note is that in July of 2022, we made the Envision app entirely free.
Now that we've talked about the app a little bit, what are the Envision glasses?
So the Envision glasses are basically a lot of the Envision apps, but on these Google Glasses or the Google Glass hardware. Apart from having all of the features that I just outlined on the Envision app, you can make video calls directly from the glasses to a friend or a family member who needs help. What we've also done is we've kind of made the glasses as a platform. They not just get Envision's own tech, but they also get these other apps that they have come to love and use on smartphone.
We're going to be getting back to our conversation with Karthik and Bob in just a few minutes, but first, another demo of Envision features available on smartphones and tablets. First is the Describe Scene feature. Use your device's camera to describe your surroundings with the help of artificial intelligence.
Looks like a view of a forest from a deck.
Another handy feature is the Detect Colors feature. Simply activate the feature and point the camera. The app will then tell you the color of the object in front of the camera. For the Detect Colors demo, I'm going to point it at my shirt.
Dark blue.
I am wearing a dark blue shirt. Now, here's the color of the wall in my office.
Light gray.
The walls of my office are indeed light gray. And now, finally, let's see what color my chair is.
Dark blue.
And that is correct. It is dark blue. As you can tell, dark blue is my signature color. Finally, use the scan barcode feature to scan a product's barcode and find out what you're holding. First up is a DVD. Please, don't judge.
Firefly the Complete Series Blu-ray Box Set 3 Disc Set.
That is correct. Now, we have a can of soup.
Campbell's Chunky Creamy Chicken and Dumpling Soup, 18.8 ounces, pack of 12.
And that is correct. And finally, a bag of Splenda.
Splenda No Calorie Sweetener, granular.
One note to mention with the barcode scanner, in addition to telling you what it is you are holding, it will also display a button labeled More Info, so you can find out more about the product you're holding. And now, the rest of my conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. And let's get to the newest and biggest, most exciting feature that you've just recently added, which is called Ask Envision. What is that?
Sure. So, you know, what we've always wanted to do with the features that we launch with the Envision glasses is to help people get access to information faster, right? And scanning documents or scanning text is one of the most or the most popular feature on the Envision glasses at the moment, where, you know, let's say you have a book or you have a newspaper or a magazine article, the glasses, your customers could basically just hold the document in front of the glasses would guide them on how to take a picture, and once, you know, the document is fully in frame, the glasses captures the image automatically, and then it starts reading out the text to the user, right? So this was what existed before in the scan text feature. And over the last 6 months, we've been pretty much caught up in this whole GPT revolution that's been happening, right? Mm-hmm. So you go everywhere, you have ChatGPT, you have GPT-4, you have all these really cool, language models or language AI that's come out over the last few months. And we thought, okay, why not, go ahead and take the computer vision stuff, the AI stuff that we've been doing at Envision, take the really cool language AI stuff that's been happening in the world of GPT and ChatGPT and so on, bring the two together, and, help users get access to information faster. So now, when, let's say, there's a user of the Envision glasses, he's at a restaurant, right? He goes and sits down, there's a menu card in front of him, he takes out the menu, and, he holds it in front of the glasses, the glasses go ahead and scan the menu for him, and it starts reading out. And that stuff is old, right? What we now have with the Ask Envision feature is that as soon as the document is being scanned or has finished scanning, what the user can do is they can go ahead and just hit a button on the glasses, activate the Ask Envision feature, and ask a question. So if I'm looking at a menu, I can be like, okay, tell me all the vegetarian starters on the menu, right? So you don't have to keep scrolling through the menu anymore. You just ask the question, you ask the glasses a question, and the glasses understands the question, understands the document that you just scanned. In this case, it's the menu, figures out what are the vegetarian options in the menu, and then just starts reading it out to you. You don't have to scroll through the document. You don't have to, you don't even have to speak the same language as the document anymore. when we were in Germany, right, we were basically scanning German menu cards. We're asking a question in English. We're having, the menu in German, but, the AI is able to figure out all of it and then just give you the answer in English that you want. Right. So you don't even have to learn another language anymore. You can just speak your language. The glasses will be able to go ahead and understand it and then, give you a response. So that's Ask Envision.
I love that. That is awesome. I did not know that it would handle multiple languages at the same time. That is truly amazing. One feature, I want to ask about one feature, the facial recognition that the glasses do. How can somebody use that? What is it? And is it one of the features that is available offline?
Sure. The face recognition feature basically is, it's useful when a user of the Envision glasses is trying to identify a friend or a family member in a crowd, right?
Yeah.
Or if they're using the Envision app, a lot of times what people do is they import images that their family sends them over WhatsApp or things like that, which usually have the faces of their friends or family members, and they import it into the Envision app. And then since the app is able to recognize faces, they can go ahead and say something like, oh, looks like Chris smiling at the camera in this picture and so on, right? So it's useful in a variety of situations where you're outside and you want to just be able to identify your friends and family members. The feature as of now on the glasses do require an internet connection, but the training and the storing of the face information happens entirely on device. So your face information doesn't really get sent over to the cloud. What gets sent over is just raw, I would say representations of faces, right? And the AI is able to go ahead and figure it out. So that way it's very privacy friendly, right? So you can go ahead and teach faces using the Envision app that automatically get passed on to the Envision glasses. You can just wear the glasses and then ask it to recognize a specific person, or you can go ahead and just, turn on the find faces feature, and then whenever there is a friend or a family member in the image that the glasses knows, just speaks out their name.
And I just had this thought pop into my head. Let's say I'm out in a crowd somewhere and my wife and I have gotten separated. Is it possible, and no is an okay answer, is it possible to ask Envision, find Rivka, whatever person whoever you're looking for, is it possible to find them in a crowd if they're within sight of the camera?
So at the moment, we don't have the option to ask the glasses to find a specific person. Mm-hmm. Instead, what the glasses would do is that, let's say you've saved Rivka's face on the glasses, right? You can just turn on the find, people feature, and then whenever she's in the frame, it just speaks out her name. Right. So that's how it works. What we are working on is a really cool version of voice commands. So the glasses can also be operated by voice apart from touch. So we're working on a feature where you can actually go ahead and ask it to find a particular person by just mentioning their first name. Right. Or that's something that we're working on right now. But, with the find people feature, it's a very simple feature where you just activate it. And then if the glasses encounters, a face that it knows, then it just beeps out and speaks their name. That's how it works right now.
Okay. Are there any other features that you would like to talk about that I may have missed with regards to the glasses or Ask Envision?
One of the really interesting things we're working on with Ask Envision is, you know, right now Ask Envision works with text, right? So it, you know, when you scan a document, you can go ahead and, you know, like ask questions mm-hmm. of the document that you just scanned. So what if you could go ahead and ask questions of any image? It doesn't need to be an image of a document. It can also be just an image. You know, you take a picture and then you can ask it a question. Like if I were to sit in front of the laptop right now and take a picture and ask it, can you give me a description of what's in front of me? And then it would say, looks like a screen with like, you know, three people in a video call and so on. Or I could basically say, oh, can you give me a description of Chris? And the glasses would go ahead and give you a description. So you can keep asking questions of any image, not just text, right?
Okay.
And that is something that we're working on, which is really cool. Apart from that, we're also working on bringing more third-party apps that people love. So we're in early stages of talks with Be My Eyes. We're in talks with other apps as well to basically come on to the Envision glasses so people can just use them directly with the glasses and not necessarily use the app if they choose not to.
You've mentioned that Be My Eyes is coming. You're already partnered with Aira, correct?
Yep.
That's something to note, that Aira is awesome and so is Be My Eyes. So the fact that, you know, in the future you're going to have a choice between the two, that's going to be a nice nice option for people.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We're going to be getting back to our conversation with Karthik and Bob in just a few minutes, but first, another demo of Envision features available on smartphones and tablets. First is the Describe Scene feature. Use your device's camera to describe your surroundings with the help of artificial intelligence.
Looks like a view of a forest from a deck.
Another handy feature is the Detect Colors feature. Simply activate the feature and point the camera. The app will then tell you the color of the object in front of the camera. For the Detect Colors demo, I'm going to point it at my shirt.
Dark blue.
I am wearing a dark blue shirt. Now, here's the color of the wall in my office.
Light gray.
The walls of my office are indeed light gray. And now, finally, let's see what color my chair is.
Dark blue.
And that is correct. It is dark blue. As you can tell, dark blue is my signature color. Finally, use the scan barcode feature to scan a product's barcode and find out what you're holding. First up is a DVD. Please, don't judge.
Firefly, the complete series Blu-ray box set, 3-disc set.
That is correct. Now we have a can of soup.
Campbell's Chunky Creamy Chicken and Dumpling Soup, 18.8 ounces, pack of 12.
And that is correct. And finally, a bag of Splenda.
Splenda No Calorie Sweetener, granular.
One note to mention with the barcode scanner, in addition to telling you what it is you are holding, it will also display a button labeled More Info so you can find out more about the product you're holding. And now, the rest of my conversation with Karthik Kannan, Chief Technology Officer, and Bob Sirian, North American Sales Manager with Envision AI. I do want to kind of step away from the technology just a little bit and talk about the different plans. And this might be a question more suited for Bob, but I'll let either of you answer it. The Envision glasses come with different subscription plans. Can you give us an example of each of the plans and who might benefit from each one?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Within the device, there's three different plans. The first is called the Read. So it's the Envision glasses Read, and that's just the reading features. So Instatext, scan text, and batch scan, and you can use Ask Envision on that, but it's just the reading features. You know, and that would be for somebody that perhaps has some usable vision still that doesn't need all of the other features of the full application. The other type use for it. It might be somebody with a learning disability, for example, dyslexia or something like that. That would be the ideal candidate for our Read app. Then we have what we call the Home, the Envision Home. Envision Home has all the features on it. And the difference in that app or in that device is that all the software is on it. However, And that's good for a year. But a year from now, we're going to ask the user of that device if they want new features to pay a subscription fee of $199.
Okay.
So it's all the features, and then every year you pay a subscription of $199 to add the new features that have come out in that year. And then the professional version is the again the same as the home version, except it comes with a subscription. So you don't have to worry about paying an additional fee every year. You also get an extra year of hardware warranty, and you also get we have a couple of accessory frames that we sell, Smith Optics and our Lux frames, and you get a choice of one of those two frames as well.
Okay. And I noticed on the website that you do allow people to change plans. When someone changes a plan, do they have to get a new pair of glasses too, or is it just, you know, like upgrading your cable service and you get the new features without having to get new equipment?
Right. The equipment would be the same. You can't downgrade, but you can upgrade.
Okay.
So you can upgrade from read to home and from read to professional or from home to professional. So you can upgrade. There's a fee associated with that, and we upload the new features or the new subscription into the glasses without replacing the hardware.
Okay, and that and the upgrade in software is done automatically?
Well, it's not done automatically, but it is upgraded into the device.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just a second. What is the difference in the updating processes between the app and the glasses?
Yeah, so the updates for the app are separate from the updates from the glasses. So the glasses or the app will update. They'll notify the user of the app, and then they'll click a link and upload the whatever we've done, if it's a bug fix or new features. And the same thing with the glasses. You go into a menu item on the glasses, you press it, and then it notifies you that there is an update. You press it again, and it automatically updates into the glasses.
Okay, that makes sense. The glasses are the menus and everything are voice navigation, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
They're also voice command as well. You can either swipe and tap to get into the different menu items, or you can just command. For example, on the voice commands, you ask the glasses to scan text, and then it'll automatically start the process of scanning a document. So there are several commands that are built into the glasses now that you trigger, and you ask that command, and then the glasses follow that command.
Okay, awesome. If someone is interested in trying out a pair of the glasses, is there a way to do that?
Yes. So on our website, we have opportunities to request a demo. And you click on that little link and fill out some information. And we have about 10 individuals that provide demos and onboarding, and it selects a person at the time that you've asked for the demo to provide you with that demo, and we set up a calendar item, and we go on Google Meet and provide about an hour's demo to that individual.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Do you have any distributors that you know of who serve North Carolina?
Yes, we have a distributor. We have 15 distributors throughout North America, including Canada. Our distributor for North Carolina is a company called Palmer Vision, P-A-L-M-E-R, Palmer Vision. They're based out of Georgia. They cover most of the Southeast for us.
Can someone order, if they just want to order the glasses direct from your website, that's possible too, correct?
Yes. You can purchase demo and purchase the glasses through our website. You get a virtual demo and then, of course, virtual training. Some people who may or may not be comfortable with a virtual demonstration want a one-on-one demonstration, and we'll refer those to the regional distributor to go and also give a demonstration, and if the person chooses, buy the glasses through the distributor.
Okay.
So there's different ways to purchase the glasses.
Okay, cool. If someone would like to learn more about the Envision line of products, how can they do that?
So the best way to do that, well, there's a couple of ways. One is to go look at our website, which is www.letsenvision.com. Everything you ever wanted to know about really our Envision glasses and app. And there's all kinds of tools and tutorials and videos, YouTube videos there, and a real broad-based website accessible. That they can find out information. They can join our Facebook community, which we manage, and people go on that on a regular basis and obtain, you know, information that way. They can follow us. Once a month, we do a broadcast. We call it a webinar, but basically it talks about, you know, what we're doing today, what we'll be doing tomorrow. They can join us on that. Those are examples of things that they can use to look at our product.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of hands-on, do you know of any conferences, conventions you're going to be at, maybe on the East Coast or around North Carolina coming up in the near future?
We'll be at the two that are coming up that I know of. We'll be at the NFB conference in Houston, Texas, the national convention there. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be at the Blind Veterans Association convention in St. Louis, Missouri in August.
Okay.
So those two main conferences. We do a lot of regional conferences as well, both our distributors and the corporate entity. And those kind of come up, you know, pretty quickly, and we decide whether we can go on those or not. So I don't have any off the top of my head right now for your region, but I know that there'll be some coming up throughout the end of the year. So
okay, that's fine. And this is going to be another jump ball question for both of you or either of you, you know, however y'all guys want to tackle this. Is there anything else you would like to cover that I may have missed about the app, the glasses, Ask Envision, anything I may have missed?
Not that I can think of, Chris. I think I've been fairly comprehensive, and I think, you know, what we primarily want to let people know is to be able to ask a demo, request a demo of the Envision glasses directly from Envision, mm-hmm. right? So they can just go onto our website, letsenvision.com, and then request a demo of the glasses. And then, you know, we can either do an online demo or we can hook up, hook people up with an offline in-person demo if they happen to reside near one of our distributors. And if it's possible to actually do a physical demo, we do a physical demo. So I think the most important thing is to know or to communicate where people can find more information. I think we've done that, and I don't have anything specific from my side.
Thank you. Bob, you got anything you want to add?
All I would say is we work very heavily with local veterans organizations, clinics, blind rehab centers, and vocational rehab organizations. So we've made contact with almost every organization like that agency in every state. And so a lot of times if somebody's working with someone at, let's say, the North Carolina Vocational Rehab, the Health and Human Services Group, it's likely that they're going to have a demo or of our product, and they're going to be able to try it out at one of those organizations.
Okay. And one thing I learned in my research, I have my dad is a member of the Lions Club, and I was talking to him when I was researching the glasses. I was talking with him and said, hey, if somebody needs assistance getting the glasses, would the Lions Club help? And he actually said that the group out of the club out of Charlotte, actually, which is about 2.5 hours southwest of us, did it and actually helped a person get a pair of the glasses. So, you know, that is something else that people can, you know, maybe use as an option is, you know, contact your local Lions Club as well and let
yes.
them and they can probably help get you started and maybe even help you get a pair of the glasses.
Yes, there's always organizations like Lions Club, Easter Seals. They're more broad-based in terms of disability, not necessarily just blind and low vision, mm-hmm. but they're always available to ask to make a donation to the purchase, either fully or partially. They're very, very helpful. All of those philanthropic organizations are very helpful to AT manufacturers.
Detectives is on the North Carolina Reading Service.
Our last set of features starts with the Find People feature. You can use this to detect if there are people around you or find a specific person. The Find People feature works by using a video feed from your camera to scan for people. A beep plays when a person is detected, and the name of that person will be spoken aloud if their face has been taught to the Envision app. To use Find People, activate the feature and then slowly move your device around the room. When a face has been detected, Envision will start beeping like this. Teaching Envision to find certain people is relatively easy and straightforward. To teach new faces to Envision, take several pictures of a person from different angles and distances. Then enter their name into the library. Find People is ideal to locate people around you, find friends, family, or colleagues in a public space. You can also use Envision to find objects. To use this feature, you must first select which item from the list you wish to find. Once the object has been selected, simply hold the device up so the camera is facing outwards and slowly move the device around. The device will start beeping once the desired object has been located. The rest of the features, which include Call an Ally, Call Be My Eyes, and Ask Envision, require the Envision glasses. Unfortunately, I do not have a pair of the glasses and thus could not demonstrate these features. You can, however, find demos for the glasses on both the Envision website at letsenvision.com and their YouTube channel, so be sure to check them out. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, guys, I want to thank both of you profusely for taking time out of your schedules. And, Karthik, I know it's the end of the day for you. You know, I want to thank you guys for talking with me today. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, Chris. And, you know, always great to come on to these, you know, to these podcasts and talk about Envision and really have like a fruitful conversation. So super nice for you to have us. I hope we can come back with some more exciting stuff to share with you later down the year.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And I'm going to be start becoming a regular on the monthly webinars too.
Oh yeah. Feel free to join us. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff that's under the hood. So yeah, very excited for you to join that and hope to be back soon. But thank you for having us today.
Awesome. Thank
you. Thank you very much. Mm. Thank you.
Again, I would like to thank Karthik Kannan and Bob Sirian of Envision AI for talking with us today about the Envision app, Envision glasses, and their latest feature, Ask Envision. If you would like to know more about Envision AI, schedule a demo, or purchase the Envision glasses, visit their website at letsenvision.com. You can also find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.